Okay, close your eyes and picture Genoa. What comes to mind? Sun-drenched piazzas, centuries-old architecture, maybe a drool-worthy plate of pesto.
You're not wrong, but get ready to hit the refresh button on those mental images. While we were busy picturing all that history and pasta, Genoa's been quietly reinventing itself as a tech and innovation powerhouse, actually.
We're talking robots, AI, sustainable shipbuilding, the kind of stuff that sounds straight out of Back to the Future.
But it's happening right now. You sent us some articles about Genoa, and we've got to say, we were pretty surprised by what we uncovered.
Luckily, our expert here is way ahead of the curve on this one. They've been tracking global innovation trends for years, and let me tell you, when they start geeking out about a place, I pay attention. So tell me, what makes Genoa such a hotbed for cutting-edge tech?
What's so fascinating about Genoa is that it's not just one shiny new tech thing. It's a whole interconnected web of innovation.
And it's not just hype. These guys are tackling some big real-world problems.
Okay, I'm definitely intrigued. Where do we even start with a web this big?
Well, we could start with the Istituto Italiano di Tecnologia, or IIT for short.
This isn't just another research facility churning out academic papers. IIT's earned serious street cred in the global tech scene.
Right, I came across that acronym in my research, and frankly, I was picturing a bunch of scientists in lab coats staring at beakers. Not exactly the image of cutting-edge tech. What's the real deal with IIT? What are they actually doing?
They're doing a lot, but one of their most intriguing projects is the iCub robot.
This isn't your average hunk of metal and wires. The iCub is designed to learn like a child, interacting with its environment and mimicking human actions to understand how we learn.
Hold on, a robot that learns like a child? This is giving me major Data from Star Trek vibes, but less about assimilating knowledge and more about, helping humanity.
Exactly. It's not just about building a cool robot, it's about understanding the building blocks of human learning.
This technology has huge potential in fields like education and AI development. Imagine being able to personalize education for every child based on how their brains are wired or create AI systems that are more intuitive and adaptable.
Okay, wow, that's a game changer. So we've got robots learning like kids. What else is brewing in Genoa?
Well, IIT is not alone in this innovation game. Right next door, you've got the Parco Tecnologico degli Uccelli, which is basically Italy's answer to Silicon Valley.
Okay, so picture Silicon Valley. But instead of grabbing a quick bite at a food truck, you're enjoying a leisurely espresso and a panini. And maybe instead of hoodies, everyone's rocking designer suits. Okay, I might be stereotyping a little.
Well, you're not far off in the energy and ambition, but what makes the Parco Tecnologico so effective is this deliberate blend of industry giants, scrappy startups, and cutting-edge university research labs, all within spitting distance of each other.
So you've got companies like Siemens and Ericsson, who are no strangers to innovation, setting up shop right alongside these fresh, hungry startups. Talk about a recipe for some explosive creativity.
Precisely. This kind of proximity creates a dynamic where ideas are constantly bouncing around, sparking new collaborations, and pushing everyone to think bigger and bolder. It's a far cry from the old model of siloed research and development.
It sounds like they've cracked the code on building an ecosystem where innovation is practically woven into the very fabric of the place. But let's not forget, we're talking about Italy here, a country with a rich history in, well, let's just say traditional industries. So how does that legacy play into this whole high-tech renaissance?
It's a fascinating blend of old and new. Take Fincantieri, for instance. They're one of the world's leading shipbuilding companies, but their vision goes way beyond just slapping some steel together.
Shipbuilding, really. I have to admit, that's not exactly the first thing that pops into my head when I think cutting-edge technology, but I'm sensing a plot twist
Oh,
here.
absolutely. Fincantieri is on a mission to drag shipbuilding into the future.
And they're doing it with a focus on sustainability, which is pretty cool, if you ask me.
Okay, color me intrigued. We're talking about massive ships, right?
Not exactly known for being environmentally friendly. What's Fincantieri's secret sauce?
They're pouring resources into developing green technologies for their ships. Everything from alternative fuels and hybrid propulsion systems to advanced waste management and reducing emissions.
So they're basically building these massive high-tech vessels with the environment in mind. That seems like a pretty delicate balancing act.
It is, and it's a testament to how seriously they're taking sustainability. They're not just trying to reduce their impact.
They're aiming to be leaders in green maritime technology, which could have ripple effects throughout the entire industry.
Okay, I'm starting to see how Genoa is connecting these seemingly disparate dots between robotics, research, and even shipbuilding. It's like they're creating this symphony of innovation with each part playing a crucial role.
Exactly. And to add another instrument to this symphony, we have Leonardo S.p.A., a major player in the defense and aerospace sectors.
Leonardo S.p.A. Now, that's a name that definitely has my attention. Whenever I hear defense technology, I immediately think cutting edge, almost futuristic stuff.
You're not wrong. Leonardo is involved in everything from advanced radar systems and electronic warfare technology to developing and manufacturing helicopters, aircraft, and cybersecurity systems. They're even venturing into space technologies.
Space technologies. Okay, now we're talking. It seems like Genoa has a hand in shaping the future, not just on Earth, but beyond. But how does a company like Leonardo, working on such complex technologies, fit into this whole ecosystem we've been discussing?
That's the beauty of what's happening in Genoa. It's not just about individual companies doing their own thing. It's about the cross-pollination of ideas and expertise that occurs when you bring all these different players together.
So we've got Leonardo, a major defense and aerospace company, rubbing shoulders with robotics experts at IIT and sustainable shipbuilders at Fincantieri. Are you telling me they actually collaborate with each other?
Absolutely. They recognize that innovation thrives on collaboration.
They share knowledge, resources, and even talent, which creates this incredibly fertile ground for breakthroughs.
Think about it. The technology Leonardo is developing for, say, drone navigation could have applications in robotics or even maritime navigation systems. The possibilities are endless when you break down those silos.
It's like they're playing a game of intellectual chess, constantly thinking a few moves ahead and leveraging each other's strengths to drive innovation forward.
That's a great analogy. And it's not just happening at the corporate level. The local universities in Genoa are also key players in this ecosystem.
Okay, so it's not just a bunch of CEOs sitting around in a boardroom brainstorming the next big thing.
Not at all. Genoa has a strong network of universities that are deeply integrated with the local industry.
They're not just churning out graduates. They're actively collaborating on research projects, providing a pipeline of fresh talent and fostering a culture of innovation that permeates the entire city.
So it's like this self-sustaining cycle. You've got these innovative companies attracting top talent, which then feeds back into the universities, which in turn produce even more highly skilled graduates. And the cycle continues.
Precisely. And it's not just about the economic benefits, although those are certainly significant. This collaborative ecosystem is also fostering a sense of community and shared purpose in Genoa. It's creating opportunities, attracting investment, and putting Genoa on the map as a global hub of innovation.
It's a far cry from the image of a city stuck in the past, clinging to its historical legacy.
Exactly. Genoa is proving that you can honor your past while embracing the future. They're showing the world that innovation can blossom anywhere with the right ingredients. A willingness to collaborate, a focus on solving real-world problems, and a healthy dose of that, dare I say it, Italian passion and ingenuity.
So we've got robots learning like children, ships that are practically sailing themselves, and
defense technology that sounds like it's straight out of a sci-fi movie.
I have to ask, what does all of this mean for someone like me who...
who isn't building robots or designing spaceships?
That's the exciting part. Genoa's story is bigger than just one city. It's a bit of a wake-up call for the rest of the world.
We often get stuck thinking innovation only happens in these specific places, like Silicon Valley or Tokyo. Genoa is proving that those old assumptions are, well, outdated.
It's like finding out your quiet, unassuming neighbor is secretly a world-class chef or a rock star. You had no idea all that talent and innovation was brewing right under your nose.
Exactly. Genoa is showing us that with the right mix of collaboration, a focus on solving real-world problems, and a little bit of that, dare I say it, Italian flair, innovation can truly blossom anywhere.
I love that. It's like a recipe for innovation, and Genoa's got all the right ingredients.
But it's not just about replicating what Genoa's doing, is it? It's about finding those unique strengths and passions in your own backyard, and then having the courage and vision to nurture them.
You hit the nail on the head. Genoa's story is an invitation to look beyond the obvious, to challenge our assumptions about where innovation comes from, and to get excited about the possibilities that exist when we start connecting the dots in unexpected ways.
It makes you wonder what other hidden gems of innovation are out there just waiting to be discovered.
And what we might accomplish if we approach those discoveries with the same spirit of collaboration and ingenuity that we're seeing in Genoa.
So the next time you hear the words made in Italy, Don't just think fashion and food, my friend. Think robots, sustainable ships, and a city that's rewriting the rules of innovation. This deep dive into Genoa has definitely left me feeling inspired, and I hope it's done the same for you. Until next time, keep your minds open, your curiosity piqued, and keep exploring. You never know what you might find.